How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing great, Kevin. A little depressed about the way our Aggie women played a couple of nights ago, but other than that, we're doing great.
Yeah, they played well. They just ran into a buzzsaw in Nebraska. Nebraska couldn't miss.
One gal could shoot three-pointers like they were, you know, like they were layups.
All day long, without question. So you guys have a big town hall meeting coming up April 2nd?
We do, at Blinn College at 6:30. And for more information, people can go to our website, flores.house.gov.
And what do you think you're going to end up covering for that?
Well, the primary two things we're going to talk about are going to be the budget that just passed. We'll talk about government fiscal conditions. And then I'm sure some people will want to talk about the sequester, guns, marriage, things like that. So we'll be prepared to talk about all those issues.
Well, since we're talking sequester, how is that playing out?
Well, we've all heard the unfortunate news that two of the 13 towers in Texas are going to be closed, or in Texas District 17. One is Easterwood, and the other one is TSTC in Waco. I think those are dumb cuts to make. I think there are smarter ways to make cuts. I introduced a bill about 2 weeks ago to zero out the money that's used for the government cell phone program, and to use that $2.2 billion partially to offset the cuts to the FAA for towers so they can keep the towers open, and secondly to the Navy so that they can go ahead and send their carrier off to deploy their carrier like they were previously planning on it.
And you guys kept the government open with the continuing resolution as well.
We did. I have to say it's not a perfect bill, but it did address most of the things that we try to do anytime there's a continuing resolution. Of course, we'd rather go through the regular appropriations process, but in this we were able to adjust the military spending so that they could better deal with the sequester, and the same thing with the Veterans Administration, with military construction, and with a few other agencies.
And for the first time in recent memory, of no fault of your own, you guys passed a budget.
Well, the House has passed a budget for each of the last 3 years, and the Senate finally passed one. The two visions for America and the two budgets are dramatically different. I'm hopeful that we can go to conference and see if we can find a way to come up with a common congressional budget for the first time in quite a while.
What do you think the most glaring between the two is?
Well, the Senate budget has two big problems with it, in my view. Number one is it relies on another $1 trillion worth of tax increases on top of the $1.8 trillion in tax increases that started on January 1st. And then the second component is it never balances, ever. The good news is on the House budget, we don't rely on additional taxes, and it balances in 10 years. And we tackle the things that need to be tackled.
Well, I know we got to cut this a little short. You've got to run into a meeting. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
Great talking to you this morning, Kevin. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders, especially those two gentlemen that are still recovering from their burns.
Thank you, Congressman Flores. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
News Talk 1620, WTAW.